And now the game where we get to ask important people about trivial things. It's called Not My Job. Now, it's going to be a little hard to play Not My Job with today's guest because technically his job is all the jobs. Thomas Perez is the United States Secretary of Labor. We are delighted to have him here. Secretary Perez, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
So, spent the week researching you, remarkable career, all kinds of areas, law, civil rights. But we thought we'd start with this question. What exactly do you do? The reason I ask is because I have been working various jobs since I was, 16 years old. Eight, when I was stamping cans in my grandfather's grocery store, and I have never knowingly encountered the Department of Labor.
Well, actually, one way in which we come in is we're kind of like Match.com, because we
help. Oh, tell me more.
We help job seekers who want to punch their ticket to the middle class. We match them up with employers who want to grow their business. And we have 2,500 American job centers across the country. And we do that day in and day out for literally millions of folks.
Right. Well, I'm curious because despite President Obama's best efforts, this is still a capitalist country. So you... Kidding. So you can't... When you say you want to raise wages, you can't go into, Alcoa or Starbucks or whatever and say, you must raise your wages because I am the Secretary of Labor and I have deemed it so. And smash your scepter in the ground. So how do you actually do that?
Well, we've worked with state and local governments across the country to help raise the minimum wage because the Republican leadership in Congress has refused to do so in Washington.
And no,
so
really?
I'm glad you're sitting down.
I know. All right, I have to ask you about this because if I remember correctly, there was a little bit of controversy about your nomination to be Secretary of Labor not that long ago in President Obama's administration. I have watched these confirmation hearings, and I have seen terrible things said about people sitting in front of that Senate chamber. So I want to ask what it was like. I'm assuming that you were slandered in the course of our great political tradition as you were sitting there.
That would be a fair statement.
All right, so people said terrible things about you. Did you practice for the confirmation hearings in any way? Did you sit
did
there
you have
and
to
have
reveal your skeletons in the closet, like ahead of time?
Oh, yeah. Did they do the whole vetting thing with you?
Oh, absolutely. They know everything about me.
What was the most...
What was the worst?
The invasive thing. Yeah.
Well, I was in the six-item line, and I had 9 items.
Really? I don't know if you've ever been on NPR before, but 40,000 people are now writing emails to us in anger about that.
What was your first job?
My first job, I had 3 paper routes when I was a teenager, and then I picked up golf balls at a driving range.
That must have made you agile.
Yeah.
It occurs to me that picking up golf balls at a driving range is probably excellent training for a Senate confirmation hearing. Because basically, you're dodging around and old white men are trying to kill you. Right?
Sounds about right.
I actually am curious because I noticed you actually have a bit of an entourage with you, and I was wondering, what are the perks of being a cabinet secretary? Do you get like a chair with a seal on it? Do you get a cape you can wear at formal occasions?
Do you get anything during National Secretaries Week?
Well, Secretary Thomas Perez, we have invited you here today to play a game we're calling...
Push, honey.
Push!
Yes. Wow. Since you are the Secretary of Labor, we're going to ask you 3 questions about the other kind of labor, the kind where you get a baby at the end. You probably saw this coming. Answer 2 questions about the other kind of labor correctly. Carl Castle will deliver his voice to the voicemail of a listener. Bill, who is Secretary Perez playing for?
Christy Parks of Seattle, Washington.
All right. So let's see how you labor. Here's your first question. A maternity hospital in China offers a special amenity, not to the mothers, but to expectant fathers. What is it? A, stock photos of cute babies to send to your friends and family in case yours comes out ugly. B, pain experience camp, in which electrodes are strapped to the father's belly and they zap him so he can experience what the mother is going through. Or C, a harness suspended from the ceiling that keeps the father upright in the event he faints during labor.
Ooh. I think it's A or C.
You're going to go for either the stock photos of cute babies or C, a harness suspended from the ceiling.
I'll go with C then.
You're going to go with C.
I call that a hint.
No, actually, it was a traumatic memory, really. Oh, no, actually, the answer was B, pain experience camp.
Really?
And I have a feeling...
Well, I never would have gotten it.
I know. That's why, you know. So the men get these electrodes so they understand what it's like. Wow. And
no,
you
they
know,
don't. No.
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 No. Nope. Not only is it, I'm sure, ineffective in recreating the experience, I'm sure no man has ever volunteered for this. Just the wife saying, you go over there. You try it out. All right, you still have two more chances, okay. Secretary Perez. We can do this. You can choose a lot of different kinds of birth experiences in various parts of the world. Your baby can start the life just the way you want, including which of these. A, in Denmark, a baby delivered into a warm tub of melted chocolate.
Wow.
B, in Taiwan, an all Hello Kitty themed birthing suite. Or C, in Alabama, a calving style birth in a repurposed barn. One of these is something that you or your pregnant wife could choose to do to, because that's how they want to deliver a baby.
Wow. Yeah, I was just in Europe last week, so I bought some chocolate, so I'm going to go with chocolate.
Really? Is this how you handled the questions?
Did you notice any baby things in it?
Was there an umbilical cord?
Yeah. Really? No. So you're sitting there, you're enjoying some fine European chocolate, and you're like, you know what would be great coated in this chocolate? A newborn infant.
Is this really the man to bring more people into the middle class?
Okay, I'm going to rethink this. I just don't want to think that about Alabama, so I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with the Hello Kitty themed birthing suite? Yes, you're right.
Wow.
Hello Kitty. People really like Hello Kitty.
I think that's worse than the Alabama thing.
No, it is the only licensed Hello Kitty themed birthing suite in the world.
Don't go with the imitators.
Yeah.
I learned that the hard way.
I'm sure you did. All right, this is very exciting. We have one more question. If you get it right, you both win our prize. And just to make it interesting, you still get to be Secretary of Labor. So here we go. Do not get, despite what we just told you, all snooty about other countries' birthing rituals. There is a place in Hawaii, which President Obama would have you believe is part of the United States. There's a place in Hawaii that offers expectant mothers what service? Is it A, dolphin-assisted birth? B, postpartum lava treatments, or C, placenta coladas.
Yum.
I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A, dolphin-assisted birth. You're right. Dolphin-assisted birth.
Thank you. Thank God.
The idea, as advertised, is that these dolphins will somehow guide your new baby into the world with its snout or something.
Jeez.
But despite lots of press, nobody has ever actually tried this. We don't know what would happen. I think it would be cool if you tried it, because then the dolphin would like take the baby and just juggle it on its snout and swim out to sea. Bill, how did the Secretary of Labor do
Flipper,
on our quiz?
Come back!
Well, Secretary Perez, you got two right, and that's a win our book. Two out of three.
Thank you.
Secretary of Labor, Thomas Perez, thank you so much for being on our show. Thank you so much, Secretary, for being here.
Thank you.
Secretary of Labor, Perez.